In the name of God, the most gracious, most merciful, Mrs. Julie Ibrahim and members of Dr. Ibrahim's family, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, I greet you with the universal greetings of Islam, Assalamu Alaikum, which means in the Arabic language, peace be unto you. Muslims believe that death is a reminder, an eye-opener, and a source of humbleness. Sometimes we think we are the center of the universe, greater than death, but death humbles us down. It shows us the difference between God and man. It reminds us of our limitations. No matter how strong we are, death reminds us that we are weak and vulnerable, and God is the Most Almighty. No matter how long we live, death reminds us of our mortality, and God is the ever eternal absolute. No matter how knowledgeable we are, death reminds us that we are ignorant and God is the all-knowing. No matter how rich we are, death reminds us that we are poor and God is the provider and sustainer of all. No matter how self-sufficient we think we are, death reminds us of our need to God, the Most Generous. Muslims believe that we live in this life for a purpose, which is to serve God alone and do good deeds to ourselves and others. We also believe that this life is a plantation for the hereafter. You reap there what you sow here. What we do today will echo in eternity. Everyone will be judged according to what he or she has done in this life. As death reminds us of our limitations as humans, it also reminds us of the greatness of God and His grace. If we sin, He forgives. If we wrong ourselves, He will have mercy on us. If we fall short, He still loves us and rewards us fully and immensely according to the best of our intentions. If we turn our backs unto Him, He is closer to us than we think He is. When Muslims pray, they raise their hands and say Ameen or Amen after each supplication. So you are all welcome to raise your hands and say Amen. We pray to you, Almighty God, to have mercy on your servant, Dr. Ibrahim, and rid his soul in peace. Amen. O God, his sins are not greater than your mercy, and his misdeeds are not bigger than your grace. You are the all-forgiving, so forgive him. You are the all-merciful, so have mercy on him. He is now your guest, and you are the best host, so be generous to him and pardon his shortcomings. Amen. Give him a better life than this life. Assemble him with the prophets, your righteous servants, and all those you have blessed. Amen. Admit him to paradise and protect him from the hellfire. Amen. Purify him of his sins and reward him for his righteous deeds according to the best of his intentions. As he is now in your divine presence, believing in you, associating no partners with you, believing, as we all Muslims believe, in all the scriptures and the divine destiny, and believing in all your prophets, Isaac, Jacob, Noah, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and Muhammad, and all the prophets of old, peace be upon them all. Amen. Accept the intercession of the prophet, peace be upon him, on his behalf on the day of judgment. Amen. And fill his grave with light and grace. Amen. And give his family patience and steadfastness at this difficult moment. Amen. Let me conclude with these verses from the Holy Quran, chapter 39, verses 73 to 75. The translation goes like this. And those who are conscious of their Lord will be led to paradise in great numbers. Until, behold, they arrive there, its gates will be opened, and its keepers will say, peace be unto you. will have you done? Enter here to dwell forever. The righteous will say, praise be to God, who has truly fulfilled his promise to us, and has given us paradise to dwell therein as we will. How excellent is the reward of those who work righteousness. And you will see the angels surrounding the throne on all sides, singing glory and praise to the Lord. All will be judged with perfect justice, and it will be said, all praise is due to God, Lord of the universe. The words in Arabic, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وسيق الذين اتقوا ربهم إلى الجنة زمرا حتى إذا جاءوها وفتحت أبوابها وقال لهم خزنتها سلام عليكم طبتم فادخلوها خالدين وقالوا الحمد لله الذي صدقنا وعده وأورثنا الأرض نتبوأ من الجنة حيث نشاء فنعم أجر العاملين وترى الملائكة حافين من حول العرش يسبحون بحمد ربهم وقضي بينهم بالحق وقيل الحمد لله رب العالمين. We pray the Almighty God to make Dr. Ibrahim among those servants of God who are mentioned in these Quranic verses. Amen. According to the Muslim beliefs, prayers made when it rains are more likely to be accepted. And we all remember how it poured down as we were praying for him at the Islamic Center of Clemson. So we asked God to accept our prayers while it was raining. We also believe that no matter where we might be, our prayers reach and benefit those who have passed away. So please keep Dr. Ibrahim in your prayers. Whatever is good in this supplication is from God. All the mistakes are mine. Thank you.
Verses from the Quran and all the blessings that you gave the other day during the funeral service. Greatly appreciate you being a part of all that. Instrumental. Thank you.